Welcome to the Zone of Purpose podcast, where the fucking bro culture takes a seat and we do business from your wise woman calling and your soul's magic.
I am here. It's Monday. We are back and I'm excited. So let's discuss something today about being the rarity or the rare one. Okay. And this isn't to say that I'm better than you, you're better than me. We're just different. That's just how it works. And I know the phrase is what, be the black sheep in the family. I like being the tie-dye one, okay? So you get to decide how you show up in this world. But one thing I wanted to discuss today is something a little bit more vulnerable, but it does matter in terms of doing soulful work and soulful business, okay? So long time ago, I took the Myers-Briggs and I am an INFJ. Now, some folks actually don't put a lot of stock into that. Some put, you know, more stock into a DISC assessment, color assessment. What else is out there? Human design, their astrology, their sign, etc. So point is, you do you. Now, I will say over the years, it hasn't changed. Actually, it might have gotten worse. But ultimately, I was looking up some of these, details recently about how we show up in this world as kind of rare ones. And it's like, check, 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 check. It all resonated. So it made me think of doing business with soul, which is what we're about here, and bringing our purpose to life, etc. So when you are kind of rare, one thing I've recognized, it is really friggin' hard how to communicate what you do. I actually think that's hard for any business owner, especially on the front end, while you're trying to figure things out, while you're trying to figure out your messaging, who you cater to, who are your champion community members and clientele, right? So I think like that really does matter. And I don't care what personality type you are. It's hard to put yourself out there sometimes, I guess, unless you're like super confident. Good job. Good job. But, you know, I was thinking too about this aspect of being kind of an INFJ and noises, distractions, all of that are hell for me. They're hell. And so one thing I'll say is if you're kind of like me, you know, or you need some sacred space, try to craft a sacred space as much as you can. Now, we all don't have it. Sometimes we live in very small apartments or homes, or we don't have one, or we're between things, or we're moving, blah, blah, blah. So my point is try to have a sacred space and what that means to you the best you can. Okay. And I know some people use, noise counseling headphones, or I actually put on music that's not distracting. It doesn't have lyrics to it. It just has more of a rhythm and it kind of keeps me focused. If I need to drown out the dogs, like earlier this morning. Okay. Another thing that we're really good at is reading the room. And sometimes this is virtual too. It isn't just in person, especially after the pandemic and things like that. So when you are the type that can read a room, sense the feelings, really understand what's really happening, you get a chance to determine how you, sorry if this doesn't resonate with anyone, but how you basically lean in. How do you lean in? Okay. And I think like that needs to be nurtured, because there's sometimes I leave my video off. Some people get it. Some people tease me about it, but some people get it. They're like, it's just Virginia's way. I'll leave a video off. I'll keep myself off mute, especially because I have the dogs, right? So like you get to show up, you get to read the room, you get to hold space for you. That's what we have to do for ourselves as well as others. Okay. All right. What else are we talking about today? Oh, this one is good. Number three. Okay. I don't know if you have this struggle. I do. I have this struggle. So like if you're trying to explain to others essentially what you're maybe sensing about the situation, we're talking about reading the room, right? Reading other folks. Well, sometimes even though people want the truth, they don't want the truth, right? So we have to determine how much truth telling we actually do. And this isn't, again, just for INFJs or, you know, like however you show up in this world. This is as a business owner too, right? Now, I get to say how I show up in the world. And if people resonate with that, great. If they don't, great. That's it. That's okay, because soul clients are soul clients. They will find me. They're going to find you. So anyway, I would love to know more. I know there's some INFJs that follow me or work with me. And so I'd love to know more about when you're feeling so fucking rare in the world anyway. And then you're like, God, I have to show up for a business? What the how do I do that, right? You know, especially if we're very introverted or we're private or we're just trying to navigate just this world in general, let alone doing business with it, okay? So I'd love to know what your biggest struggles are. Maybe as that INFJ, that rarity, the intuitive wise woman, the old soul, you label it however you want to label it, okay? What are your biggest struggles? And then we can talk about it further. Okay. All right. I hope you have a beautiful week ahead. And we have our next moon cycle coming up, new moon's coming up. So I'm excited for that. All right. You have a great day.
Doing life and business with soul is where it's at. And if you want to get started, grab your Soul Seeds guide. It's under $40 and can be done in a weekend. And don't forget, my friend, it's time to align with your calling. However you do it, ditch the hustle and bring your soul's magic to life.